Happy New Year and welcome to Weekly Intuitive Astrology and Energies of January 1st through January 8th. This is Molly McCord and thank you for joining me here as we begin a new year, a new decade, and we move through some very big energies as we get this new year underway. We are in the middle of eclipse season, and perhaps you've been feeling it and seeing it in yourself, in your life, that change is happening. It is time. It is divinely timed for each of us to move ahead, step up, level up, and move into a new chapter in our lives. And I am grateful that we are doing that together. So welcome to this podcast where we talk about the intuitive spiritual energies associated with astrology. I channel messages that I receive, and I have to tell you that I'm really excited to share with you this guidance I've been receiving about how to work with all the energies right now. We're going to get into that later on in this show. I'm going to share with you this visualization that you can do with me, and I hope that it supports you in connecting with your own wisdom, your own soul guidance, and your most powerful choices at this time. I did take some time off to travel and be with my family over the holidays, and so I'm right back at it now. This is a live podcast. And I wanted to mention that because I was offline, I didn't have a chance to acknowledge the passing of Ram Dass. And he did leave his earthly body on December 22nd, 2019. And I always enjoyed his wisdom, his energy, his words. I found them to have a lot of humor and strength in them. And one of my favorite Ram Dass quotes is about spiritual growth. And if you think you're spiritually enlightened, just spend time with your family. And I thought it was actually quite humorous that he left his body during the holidays when we're all with our family, when we're all experiencing a lot in terms of where we're at in our journeys. And we're also checking in with exactly how spiritually enlightened are we at this time. So safe travels to Ram Dass and his soul. May he embark on a wonderful new soul adventure, whether he joins us in this new decade or not. I just want to show some gratitude for what he brought to us while he was here as Richard Alpert. So we are in the middle of an eclipse sandwich at this time where we just had the new moon solar eclipse on December 25th, 26th at 4 degrees of Capricorn. And this was an igniting eclipse that was also meant to be a revelation of what's complete. It's a releasing eclipse since it is conjunct the South Node, and we are still in these energies in a very big way at this time. On January 2nd and 3rd, Mercury will be conjunct Jupiter at 6 and 7 degrees of Capricorn, and then Mercury will be conjunct the South Node at 8 degrees of Capricorn. So we basically have Mercury, Jupiter, and the South Node all together at this time over this next week, showing us what is complete, what parts of our mental patterns are over. As Mercury is the mind, how we think, how we perceive, it's the stories we've collected. So you're being asked to let go, or rather rewrite some stories that tell a different perspective, perhaps one you weren't aware of at the time. This is a story that you're meant to rewrite that connects you with your own soul's mastery. Because one of the higher expressions of Capricorn is mastery. And as you release what you have learned, what you have achieved, what you have come to understand about yourself, about the world, you're then able to free up that mental space to create a new way of moving ahead. And this is something that we have to practice. We have to catch ourselves. We have to look at where we have these mental loops that keep replaying and replaying, and how you're meant to move that energy forward. So January 2nd and 3rd are big days for being very aware of what is finalized for you and to give yourself that release of the repetition. Be very aware of where your mind is going, the thoughts, the stories, the information. And after a planet moves across the south node, it can feel both lighter and emptier, right? You dump out a bucket full of water, that bucket is empty and that bucket is light. And I hope that in the highest way possible, you feel that transition of a release of something that you just want to be energetically done with. It can also really help to write out a soul letter. And that is simply sitting down and writing, physically writing or typing, something that has been spinning in your head. Get it out of your head. Get it out of your mind. Talk it out or write it out. And these soul letters are meant to be therapeutic. They're meant to be something that you can express the truth of what you feel and what you think in a safe way. Perhaps it's the things that you want to say to somebody, but you know you couldn't or you shouldn't. Perhaps it's something that you need to express just to feel the power of your thoughts, the power of your words. So it's a beautiful time to write a soul letter, to get it out of your head, to give it air and a release, and that will also stop the spinning and give you a chance to read your own thought. Because when we do that, we can see something in a new way or in a different way. So any type of exercises you can do this week to release these stories or whatever has been weighing on you heavily, it's actually going to make you feel lighter. Jupiter is going to be conjunct the South Node as well in this first week of January. Jupiter will be at 7 and 8 degrees of Capricorn, conjunct the South Node, January 6th to the 11th. January 6th to the 11th. And it's important to look at what you have learned over the past 12 years that this Jupiter has taught you. So Jupiter is in Capricorn. And the last time Jupiter was in Capricorn was 12 years ago. So you're reviewing a full cycle. And as Jupiter is conjunct the South Node of letting go and release, this is an energy of graduation. This is an energy of what you have learned, what you have mastered, and where you're meant to feel free, have a sense of freedom and achievement of what you have moved through. And that's because Jupiter is all about how we're learning, growing, expanding. It's the knowledge we accumulate, how we feel good about ourselves, how we feel confident, how we feel successful in our lives or in our world. And as this Jupiter energy moves across the South Node, you could have a review. And this could be done in a very loving, compassionate way of what you have come to understand about yourself and your journey in the past decade. So this is also the energy of an internal reflection. But with Jupiter, we're meant to feel good about ourselves and not beat ourselves up or carry too much heaviness. You're meant to feel a sense of congratulations. And I guess that's also part of the strong soul energy I'm feeling as 2020 begins. That sense of, yes, a lot of our energy is in these Capricorn areas right now, since we have so many planets in Capricorn at this time. 5 planets in Capricorn plus the South Node. So there is a certain focal point to Capricorn. But we're also opening up to priorities. What is essential? What really matters? What really counts in your life? What truly counts? At the end of the day, what is essential to you that you need and that you want to live a happy, fulfilled life? That's one way to work with these Capricorn energies powerfully. And I feel that that's also how we draw in the soul wisdom of this time, the expanding consciousness of what it means to be human, of what it means to be here on the earth, and how we don't leave those parts of ourselves behind. They travel with us. They are part of our voyagers on this endless soul adventure. We have the capability to tap in to higher realms like never before And that's going to be essential as we move forward in this year and over the next number of years. We're going to need to maintain a very responsible connection over our energy, over our healing process, over our emotional world. You'll need to be feeling in charge of your fear body or your pain body, in addition to your physical body, your spiritual body. We have many layers of energies, and you're meant to feel a sense of, I'm in control of all of myself, regardless of what is happening in the world and what deep permanent changes are unfolding as we move into a very dynamic energy period. So understand that a lot of right now is basically getting a sense of what you need to energetically support yourself, that makes you feel strong, that makes you feel capable, that gives you the ability to take care of yourself, your loved ones, your needs as necessary. And this is where you also tap into the soul's wisdom of choice. And what I mean by that is that at a soul level, we all chose to be here. We chose to bring in light. We chose to raise the consciousness on the planet. We chose to participate in this grand time of energy changes, where what was on top gets shift to the bottom, what was on the bottom rises up to the top. And it's sort of like an hourglass that turns over. The energies shift. The energies change over in a very powerful way. This is something that can be disorienting and confusing, but it's something that essentially is going to right the wrongs, so to speak. It's where the light comes in to reveal what needs to be seen, what needs to be understood, what the truths are, the deeper truths in the world, and how we're going to be given new choices about going forward. But of course, your power resides in your own life choices. So all of this is the Capricorn domain of being in charge of your life, in charge of yourself, taking responsibility, walking with integrity, feeling a sense of self-respect. This is an energy of loving yourself in a way that allows you to be, I see it as a very strengthening of the seven chakras, a strengthening of the chakras that are clear and bright and pure, and that is what you feel amidst the big world changes. This is where light workers get stronger, healers have more to offer. This is where you could feel a greater sense of responsibility to help other people. But keep in mind, they must want your help. They must have their free will as part of the process, meaning they willingly want to do certain types of healings or they want to participate. I know that there has been a phase for healers of soliciting. And, you know, that's over. You need to work with people who want to work with you, who are ready to actively engage in the healing process. Otherwise, people just stay in these healing loops because they're actually operating from a place of victimness, of victimhood, where they believe that they have to do something or they should do something instead of understanding that they need to choose it. And that is part of their responsibility. So as a healer, as someone who is here to expand consciousness or to participate in this great awakening, humanity is going to have some very clear splits and lines being drawn around who is ready to step into more of their power and their healing and what they can do to feel in charge of their lives. And then those who are going to stay in the 3D matrix, those who want to stay in their own patterns and loops. And please understand that from the perspective of spirit and soul choices, everything is okay. Meaning if someone does choose to be in the 3D matrix for as long as they want to, That's perfectly acceptable at a soul level, and perhaps that's what they need to experience. So we have to make sure we're not going into any judgment or righteous evaluations around what people should or should not do, because we don't know what their soul's choices are in this lifetime or how they are here to experience the human ride. So just know that what you can do is focus on your own choices, and that by doing that, you will naturally connect with others who resonate in that same place. So the very strong Capricorn energies that I'm feeling are really quite beautiful. And I was guided to share with you a visualization exercise to help you work with these energies that are strong for all of us at this time, and to feel that there is more for you to connect with and understand as we move through eclipse season and very powerful eclipse energies. Archetypes are beautiful ways of connecting with the energy of astrology as well as the energies of the planets. And at this time, when we have 5 planets in Capricorn, including Mercury, Jupiter, the Sun, Saturn, and Pluto, we are working with various Capricorn archetypes. And some of these include the administrator, the CEO, the mentor, the prime minister, the entrepreneur, the father, the wizard. The old soul can be a Capricorn archetype. And that's because there is experience with Capricorn. It's the experiences you've had, that you've accumulated, that you've learned through trial and error. It's the mountains you've climbed. It's what you've gained through the journey, and then how that knowledge and those experiences can then be realistically applied going forward. So the guidance I was receiving around this time is to envision a council of Capricorn archetypes. And I was seeing this council in a very beautiful cave for privacy, but also because Capricorn is known as the hermit. And so it was a beautiful cave with soft candlelight that is warm and glowing and safe. And it is a collection of energies that has a connection to your soul's growth in this lifetime. And so I'm seeing a table, one of those gorgeous hand-carved wooden tables with these 5 archetypes of energies sitting at the table. And each one is offering different insights into what your soul is stepping into as well as moving through. And these archetypes are supporting you, and I'm feeling them as quite ancient energies, as in they've traveled with you before. They are familiar friends. They are your allies. They are the mentors, and perhaps even the energies of other lifetimes that are coming forward to guide you at this time. For example, it's a professor. It's a mentor. It's a father you had in another lifetime, but they are not your father in this lifetime. So this is going to be different for everybody, and please trust what feels right for you. Look at what resonates, look at what comes through. You might see some visuals, you might see something that pops up for you as you're moving about your life. This is a time of understanding that you are supported by this ancient energy. And I'm feeling that this collection of beings, this council, this Capricorn council, is working with us individually when we invite them in, when we ask for their help, because that is an important part of our free will, is that we must ask for the support, and that this Capricorn council is giving strength, wisdom, and guidance to step into your own power. And then this is what is also coming through in your natal astrology chart. So depending on where this Council of Capricorn energies are showing up for you, it could be in your second house and your third house. It could be in your sixth house. It could be in your 11th house. It could be in a few different houses in your natal astrology chart. This is where you do have deeper ancient soul guidance. And in fact, they've been helping you clear karma. And that's been part of this journey with the South Node in Capricorn, is that it could be like you've been moving through some very deep soul stories of karma and consequences and choices you made in other lifetimes, and now they're showing up and playing out, and you haven't been able to move out of them as fast as you'd like to. There's things you've had to take care of, responsibilities you've had. There could even be choices you've made that are long-term choices and responsibilities going forward. So this does work with everybody differently. But understand that should you want the support, I'm feeling more than ever, these eclipse energies are bringing in very wise energies that relate to our higher consciousness now. So even a year ago, 3 years ago, these energies wouldn't have been able to connect with us because we weren't at that frequency to connect with them. Oftentimes, spirit has to slow down its frequency to connect with us in our density, and we have to speed up our frequency to go higher and connect with spirit in a higher frequency. So at this time, we have raised our consciousness enough to be able to connect in these realms that are now available. And so a big part of eclipse season is opening us up to, I guess it's these new caves, these new territories, these new places that we have access to for support. I often feel a Gandalf energy around this Capricorn archetypes too. There could be other energies that you're feeling, so please trust whatever that is for you. And I also felt the arrival of these energies with the new moon solar eclipse in Capricorn, which was essentially the beginning of the 2020 energies. And so the arrival of these new energies on the planet are meant to help wisely guide us in our choices and in our ability to trust a very big time here that has, again, permanent world changes. So beginning on January 7th, Saturn and Pluto are actually conjunct. That's when their conjunction begins at 22 degrees of Capricorn. And then they move ahead to 23 degrees of Capricorn until January 22nd. So this is the window of time that's incredibly intense, is January 7th to January 22nd. Now, please note that Saturn and Pluto could be conjunct any time of the year. Because they're slow-moving planets that stay in each sign for multiple years, they could have been conjunct last September. They could have been conjunct in April. They could have been conjunct any time of the year. And so it's quite monumental that they are conjunct at the same time that the Sun and Mercury are together at these same points in the sky in Capricorn, and then during a very powerful lunar eclipse. So these are multiple astrological energies overlapping, and that's rare. That gives it that extra pow factor, that extra, oh my God, that extra energy bomb, if you will. And that's what makes it so significant, because if Saturn and Pluto had been conjunct, let's say, last August, that's still a very big deal. But the fact that it's occurring during a lunar eclipse with the Sun and Mercury at 20 degrees of Capricorn. It's a true turning point. It's a true powerhouse energy. So I just want to make that clear that this is why it's so rare, because it's happening at the same time as other big energies. So we have this upcoming Cancer full moon lunar eclipse on January 10th. And I have a video for you on YouTube talking about it. Actually, it's two videos with the different components of this lunar eclipse. And then on January 12th, we have the exact conjunction of Saturn and Pluto at 22 degrees, 48 minutes of Capricorn. Then they both travel into 23 degrees of Capricorn together over that next week. This is a very public energy. Capricorn is about how the energies play out in the public domain. It is an understanding that there are bigger things happening around world positions and titles and status. It's looking at where these changes are now happening. It's also showing us individually our deep soul growth in this area of your chart, where 22, 23 degrees of Capricorn is. This is where you can't miss it. You know, where you're being pushed and required to step into a higher place of power and authority in your life. And this can be comfortable, something you've prepared for, something you're ready for, or this could be challenging, and this could be something that is really heavy for you. Now, please note that Saturn was last in Capricorn February 1988 to January 1991. And because it moves in that 28 to 30 year cycle, we look at how much we've grown and how much we've changed since Saturn was last here in this area of our life. We have some very clear decisions to make, and you'll know that they're right for you because they will serve you for the long term. And Capricorn is a planner. It's about what you need to take care of, your responsibilities and your commitments. And it's about where you're going. It's that visual of, I've climbed this mountain, and now what's the next mountain that I'm going to set my sights on? What are the next areas of my life that I'm going to put in dedicated effort to make something real? So a lot happening here. And remember that should you want to work with a council at this time, I do feel that there is very deep support for being on track with what you said yes to at a soul level, and that you might feel these energies show up. You might close your eyes and visualize, you know, what five archetypes or five characters show up around this wooden table. For you, it might look different. It might be at a beach, but I feel like there's a strong earthiness here, Capricorn being an earth sign. So trust that you are not alone, and that you could be connecting to your elders. There could be ancestors who show up. There could be, I'm actually feeling a very strong energy of native populations. Native populations, especially across North America, and the wisdom of their lifestyle, of their resources. I'm just feeling a very strong energy that brings back what maybe was lost or forgotten. I'm actually right now connecting and feeling the energy of a medicine man who has a lot of experience with the earth and the cycles of the earth. And he's showing me this wheel of the earth, and that every continent on the planet has resources to survive and to live on that part of land. And he's showing me that a lot has been pruned. The harvesting, but it's the pruning, which is interesting because here in the Northern Hemisphere, Capricorn is about pruning. When you look outside and you look at the trees that are barren and they've lost their leaves, and that's because they have all of their energy inside now, and they're doing the internal work to prepare for the blooming in the spring. So there is a sense of, he's showing me the inner workings of a tree right now, where the tree works extra hard to pull in water and to make sure it gets the necessary light in order to fully maintain itself and then to bloom. But it's like the cycles he's showing me. It's like all these cycles that the tree has lived through, and that he's like saying it's been, okay, sorry. I know it's, you can't see the visual, so I'm trying to describe it, but it's the visual of he's saying like there's just been too much outside, and he's showing me all these boxes and all these things that have been accumulated that are distractions from living, and that there's a purity that's been missed, and it's understanding that the cycles of nature have survived on the planet for centuries and centuries, and that this is what we're being reminded of, because he's showing me a box that an Amazon Prime box and shaking his head no. It's like, it's not this. This is not where your answers are. Your answers are in what's been here the longest. So that's part of this ancient energy that's coming through. And he is part of an oral culture. And he's telling me that there's a lot of wisdom that we must return to. And he's offering an invitation, like he's laying down this mat and saying, come back to the mat, come back to where you need to connect with your own ancient wisdom inside. And so he's showing me the inner layers of a tree, right? The layers of bark, and that is the same energy that we each have within us at a soul level. So we have all these different soul experiences and messages within ourselves that have been perhaps, you know, buried, or we've been distracted. And he's saying that within your own layers of beingness, you're going to know what is happening. And that, oh boy, he's showing me the shock waves. When shock waves go off, you're going to understand where to go within yourself. Just as the tree understands that it must go within to nurture itself, to nourish itself, now we go within for our own wisdom around this time. And he took the Amazon Prime box and put it in the fire. And I mean, full disclosure, I have my own share of Amazon Prime boxes. But he's saying that there's things you're not going to need that you think you need, and you don't need it. And, you know, it's interesting because I don't feel that he's very cliche. Like, he's not trying to repeat the typical jargon that we hear about the answers are within. Like, this is a very practical energy. And it's very much about be practical in your choices. Get your priorities straight. Don't waste time. Don't waste money. Don't waste your energy and effort on things that hold you down, because this is such a big time right now that you're being required to step into your mastery. And I feel like this particular medicine man has been on the planet Like, he's actually showing me this map of he's lived on every continent through different cycles of time. He really prefers the Himalayas, and he really likes the cold. He actually prefers the cold because he feels more in touch with his body when it's cold. And that he is aware of how the changes are happening that are going to be quite big for the masses. And he's shaking his head no. And he's just saying, don't be afraid. Don't worry. Know that the earth was made for this. The earth was made for this. And I feel like he's been a light worker for many lifetimes, and that's why he's been on multiple continents. And he's very proud of his life and of his journey, and he's excited he can be here right now. So, okay, just a moment. Okay, I gave him a deep thank you because he's clearly a part of this Capricorn Council energy. And I was telling him, I need to get back to the astrology. And he's like, oh, yes, astrology is very wise. And he enjoys what the astrology teaches. Okay, so I do have more to cover with the astrology, but I guess that felt really clear that we are meant to understand the bigger cycles that we're in, the seriousness of it, but that we have what we need. We have a toolkit. We have resources to navigate these times. So, January 3rd, Mars enters Sagittarius. And this is a very fiery, adventurous Mars who is a long-distance runner who gets things moving again and is going to make a trine to Chiron in Aries at 1 degree on January 5th. And so this is a Mars that ignites, and he says, remember what you want, where you're going, what's next. And he activates more of the healthy ego, the healthy masculine energy, because that is the positive part of the fire signs, is that not only do they get us going and they bring about creativity and growth and spirituality and inspiration, but they remind us to be confident in our skin. And so this Mars is ready to go, and he does feel powerful in his ability to take action. So Mars entering Sagittarius is also going to connect us with higher wisdom, and the higher wisdom of the healthy ego, the higher wisdom of where we're going and what we're learning, and how you can feel good about yourself during this grand adventure. So Mars gets fired up here in Sagittarius, and I feel it as a welcomed shift, a welcome change, because there are no other fire signs at this time except for Chiron in Aries. So now we have some more fire in the sky. Once Mars enters Sagittarius and then trines this Chiron in Aries, he is going to be off on his own adventure for a little bit and not aspect any other planets. And this could be the part of you that wants freedom, that wants to have some possibilities, that wants to roam and travel. And it also is going to help us understand some other, it's like other worldviews, other perspectives, cultures, belief systems, all that's associated with Sagittarius. And I think that there's going to be some openings here as Mars voyages through Sagittarius. Then on January 7th, the Sun in Capricorn is going to sextile Neptune in Pisces at 16 degrees. This is a trusting energy, trusting what's unfolding, remembering the higher purpose, connecting with a sense of trust in a process. And this is a supportive energy, since Neptune in Pisces is our higher self, is the part of us that is okay with change, that is able to breathe through whatever we're going through in our human lives. Neptune and Pisces reminds us that everything changes form, and how do we rise above it so that we're not too heavy or burdened by what the human adventure brings up. So that's a very trusting energy on January 7th. And again, on January 7th is when the Saturn-Pluto conjunction begins, and it will then build until January 12th. On January 8th, we have Mercury in Capricorn, sextiling Neptune in Pisces at 16 degrees. So Mercury comes through the following day and wants to share some information. Although I feel that this Mercury in Capricorn can be more receptive to Neptune in Pisces and might get an understanding of what is right to commit to. That this Neptune in Pisces is bringing in something for Mercury to receive, and that Mercury in Capricorn then knows how to make use of it, how to apply it to a plan, or how to find the right solution or strategy. So we're going to have a nice little benefit of Sun and Mercury in Capricorn working with Neptune and Pisces, giving us a higher perspective and a sense of faith. And also the ability to be compassionate with your journey, to be soft with yourself, and to not hold yourself to impossible standards. So over this next week, you might have some clarity around your life. You might have some understanding around what you've been learning and mastering in this lifetime, as well as a clearer knowingness of your soul mission, your soul work, where you're going next, and what is important to take with you into January and beyond. And remember, Mercury and Jupiter are conjunct that south node, showing you what to let go of, what you are not needing to take forward, what is done, what has karmically completed for you, what is letting you go. You know, it's truly letting you go, and it's helping you to feel lighter around what you've been through and to not take any bitterness forward, to look at what you're still emotionally processing, to do so authentically, to do so honestly, but to not let it hold you back from where you're needed next. Coming up January 10th, and I'll be talking about this next week, of course, is the full moon lunar eclipse at 20 degrees of Cancer. That's also when Mercury is conjunct the Sun at 20 degrees. And also on January 10th, Uranus stations direct at 2 degrees of Taurus, making all planets direct. So January 10th, huge energy, huge transitions, big things coming out, coming forward, a big turning point. And you could be feeling that now because we're already in eclipse season, because things are already rocking and rolling. You're probably feeling it now. And certainly there is anticipation in the air. There is the quickening of energies, the quickening of what is unfolding, what needs to unfold, what is turning upside down, and what is turning right side up. So the energies are definitely in motion in a very big way, in a very powerful way. And it is always my intention to connect you with your power, with the right choices for you, and to know that at a soul level, we chose to be here. You know, we chose to contribute and to participate in this very big cycle. I would like to give a quick shout out to everybody in Australia. Sending you so much love and healing and solutions for the big fires that have been engulfing the country. It's heartbreaking, and yet at some level there must be a big renewal at hand. I do hope that many animals can be saved and kept safe, and that the country doesn't lose its spirit, or that you're able to find the right solutions going forward. And knowing that you are supported by many light workers around the world who want to do what they can. And I do truly hope that other countries step forward and contribute to whatever Australia needs right now. And I know there's many big events happening around the world at this time. They're not going to be reported by the mainstream media it would be a good idea to seek out this information on your own, to have your own alternative places to go for news and updates, and to see how there are big energies showing up all over the world at this time, because Gaia is feeling this too. Gaia being a compassionate, sentient energy that feels these changes, that feels the cosmic influences, and of course has survived through eons of time through these big changes. Thank you all so much for joining me. I look forward to journeying with you as we move into 2020. As you've probably heard by now, I do have monthly astrology webinars that are designed to help you see the month ahead. So you can check out the January webinar now. If you use the code Capricorn, you get it for $11. It's the full month of January, and then February will be coming soon. And if you have purchased the 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinars, those three webinars are meant to be used for the full year. Okay, so it is basically a year-long webinar to look at what's going to be happening, the rare astrology, the powerful energies, and to come back and reference throughout the year. So it's going to be a great resource and tool to help you navigate the six eclipses and the very big energies of this year. I actually think that June is one of the biggest months of the year. We've been talking a lot about January, but June is really big too. All of those are designed to help you connect with your own natal astrology chart. They are designed for people who have the basics down. You know the basics of astrology. The basics being houses, signs, planets, and aspects. And then you put it all together as you watch these transiting planets move around your chart. All of that is supposed to be supportive. That's always my intention. Thank you so much for joining me. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online or at my author website, consciouscoolchic.com. Thank you so much, friends. I will see you on Monday for another live podcast. And I hope that this year and this decade is off to a beautiful start for you. I'll see you soon.